Start your day with remembrance of us. Start your day with remembrance of us. Start your day. Start your day. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. On this blessed, happy occasion of Eid, we say marhaba, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our esteemed viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. We say Eid Mubarak on the airwaves of Madani Channel from South Africa, Durban, in the respected company of our ulama, none other than Hafiz Maulana Noshad Attari Sallamahul Bari, as well as on my left, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Qadiri Mu'ini Attari Sallamahul Bari. Alhamdulillah, together with the ulama and the scholars, we welcome all the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel from throughout the globe, from throughout the world, from wherever you have joined this program called The Early Echo. Alhamdulillah, we make dua on this blessed morning of Eid. May Allah Kareem accept all your ibadat for the sake of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and forgive us our major and minor sins. Alhamdulillah. Mu'asab, alhamdulillah. It's honestly a great blessing, being on the Early Echo program, especially on the Eid day, mashallah. It's the day of Eid in South Africa. And today is the day of celebrating and rejoicing. Today is, of course, the day of showing happiness and joy, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Every person, be it young children or elders, all dress up themselves in the best of clothes and rejoice in this celebration. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Every person's face was looking so beautiful, Mu'asab. Everyone was happy, expressing joy of happiness and expressions of happiness on their faces, Mu'asab. Small, big, children, young, old. What a beautiful, beautiful atmosphere. And subhanAllah, together with that, Mu'asab, our main aim of today's program was the hadith itself. Inna أحب الأعمال إلى الله بعد الفرائض إدخال السرور على المسلمين.
SubhanAllah.
That is to say that the best of worships after the faraid, yani after your namaz, after your roza, after your hajj and zakat, what is the best amongst all the other actions after your faraid? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إدخال السرور على المسلمين. It is to make happiness enter into the hearts of others.
SubhanAllah.
Of Muslims, SubhanAllah. So today is the day to demonstrate that, to action out this beautiful command of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Mu'asab can maybe enlighten us with regards to Faizan-e-Attar, which is also a very beautiful ilaqa and place, mashallah. Mawlana Abdul Qadir sahab also had traveled to a different place. And our discussion and topic today is, of course, embrace happiness this Eid, Mu'asab. And mashallah, Azzawajal, we had traveled throughout Durban at different marakis of Da'ud Islami, meeting with different types of brothers, mashallah, Azzawajallah, embracing and meeting with different types of communities in which we get to exchange and we get to witness and see in different parts of the world, as well as different parts of South Africa in Durban, mashallah, how Eid is celebrated, dear viewers of Madani Channel. In fact, Mu'asab, before we go any further and hear, mashallah, with regards to what has happened at Faizan-e-Attar, and of course, we are going to continue with our discussion as well. We have a question, and even today, though it's Eid, Mu'asab, alhamdulillah, and one of the signs of the Eid, mashallah, is that we have some beautiful feast before us, mashallah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And we would also introduce these dishes to the viewers of Madani Channel, something that I haven't seen throughout Ramadan, and I'm seeing it on the day of Eid, mashallah. Maybe Mu'asab will elaborate on that.
Whoever's arranged it, Allah bless them.
Ameen, Ya Rabbal
Alameen. But it's not going to finish itself.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yes, dear viewers, on the day of Eid Mu'asab, you know, there are 5 days in which a Muslim should not fast. It's haram to fast on 5 occasions. Yes, fasting is ibadat. Fasting takes you closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. The more you fast, the more closer you get to Him. The more you fast, the more pious you become. The more you fast, the more obedient you become, if it's done for the sake of Allah. But such a great action has made forbidden on the day of Eid, Mu'asab.
feasting. So alhamdulillah, how can you make happiness enter into the hearts of another Muslim is by you eating yourself, and you can feed others as well, as you've done in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem, dear viewers, alhamdulillah. However, yes, Wasab, I would say that whether it's a second day or first day, the Eid vibe is, it sticks for all 3 days. So, you know, it stands there, Mu'asab, alhamdulillah, in such a way that you
this
see, mashallah.
Mercy of Allah.
Alhamdulillah.
Allah is showering His blessings, special divine mercies, and you see it, you feel it.
Alhamdulillah.
Whether at the Eidgah, in the masjid where Eid is taking place, in the home. So, you know, the environment is created, you know, because of these blessings that Allah is showering. And alhamdulillah, Azawajal, you know, at Faizani Attar, one of the best parts is when everybody's meeting each other. You know, it's amazing. With a smile and embracing and shaking hands and making dua for each other. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. And it's a beautiful feeling. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, our theme actually was about, you know, being obedient to Allah and His Rasul and enjoying your Eid. Enjoying your Eid by maintaining family relations and within the confines of the Sharia. This was our theme, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So, Mu'asab, Eid in Faizani Attar, mashallah, we can see that the Faizan of our Pyare Amir al-Sunnat, mashallah, is throughout the globe. But in South Africa, yes, dear viewers, it is all the blessings of Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar, Qadri, Radhavi, Damat Barakatum al-Aliya. Today we are sitting in South Africa, but we are linked with the viewers of Madinah channel throughout the globe, mashallah. And we are getting a chance to explore and to experience and to listen and hear about the Eids in various parts of the world, mashallah. So every country, Mu'asab, has its own unique way and andaz. But be it Australia, be it South Africa, be it America, be it UK, anywhere in the world, at the end of the day, what makes your Eid the Eid is the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can be in any country in the world and you can celebrate as you want to celebrate. But the only time, Mu'asab, the celebration is a celebration when the sunnahs of the beloved Rasul is also connected to your celebration. It is added to your celebration. No, not forgetting that, yes, get-togethers, family partying in the sense of get-togethers, family gatherings. Here in this country, what happens? Families plan to meet for breakfast.
Subhanallah.
And mashallah, the feeling of, you know, entire family coming. Normally we get people coming for lunch, we get people coming for supper, but having families coming like 8 o'clock in the morning, mashallah, it's a different feeling altogether, because as you open the doors, like, you know what, Eid Mubarak, mashallah. And can Mu'asab, mashallah, perhaps let us know about another area where the Madinah channel viewers may not know, Mu'asab had performed Eid Salah in an area called Chatsworth, if I'm not mistaken.
Bank.
Mia Bank, mashallah, which is closer to Chatsworth. And how was the Eid celebration there, Mu'asab?
Alhamdulillah. You know, Mu'asab, as you explained, it's a different feeling when you do Eid in the Eidgah.
Right.
So it was an Eidgah as well,
alhamdulillah. Mashallah.
And it's a different vibe altogether. And on Eidgah, basically, you get more crowd than you get in the masjid, right? On the day of Eid. We get to unite, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unites us. The beginning of the day of Eid starts with the unity of Muslims, subhanallah, meeting and greeting. Whether you know the person or you don't know the person, you know, Eid Mubarak, Assalamu alaikum, Afshu Salam, you know, Wa Atimu Ta'am, everything happens, alhamdulillah, on the day of Eid, right from the get-go, mashallah. And after that, we go home. And this was the message for Eid, alhamdulillah, for the attendees then, that inshallah, when you go home, include everyone in your celebration. Don't celebrate it alone. Because lonely celebration is still lonely. So you need company, mashallah.
Can Mu'asab maybe perhaps enlighten the viewers of Madinah channel with regards to the Eid of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How can, I mean, our discussion is embrace Eid this, embrace happiness this Eid. And on the occasion of Eid, Mu'asab is a festival where, mashallah, others, even that don't belong to this faith, would try and participate and try and be part of the happiness. Then this happiness is such that you are armed and your happiness should become a form of da'wah for others as well.
They say smiling is contagious.
When you smile, made me smile because of his smile.
Another person smiles when you smile. So it's contagious. So even people, as you mentioned, of other faiths, when they witness this, especially for Eidgah, they're driving past or walking past, see, look at this, look at the spectacle, look at this wonderful sight where people are all smiling and embracing each other and, you know, expressing their joy, their happiness, and as Mawlana Sahib said, their unity as well. So alhamdulillah, Zawajal, these are the teachings of Islam, the unity of the Islamic, the brotherhood of Islam. It shows us this. and where we have to care for each other. When one part feels the pain, the entire body feels the pain. Whether it's in South Africa or some other part of the world.
Subhanallah,
so
subhanallah.
Empathy, empathy, sympathy, that as we feast today, now also, you know, we should express our happiness and feast, but of course within the limits. But you know, certain things we are allowed to, certain things we are not allowed to. No? And if you're going to overeat, then that's going to also have detrimental effects on us.
Yeah,
so as we're enjoying our meal, try to put a smile on somebody else's face. Start with your family. If your family you know is in need, then you know, invite them over for that breakfast or for lunch or for supper or send something there at least. If possible, we try to make these niyas packs, like, you know, like sweetmeats. Give it to the neighbors, give it to the family members, you know, just to convey joy and express our gratitude to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us another Eid al-Fitr. And if you spend on your family, even your extended family who is in need, then Allah will reward you double.
Allah.
One is that, you know, you are spending in the path of Allah, and one is you maintaining the family relationship. So in this way, we can also spend our Eid. And believe me, when you see a smile on the next person's face because you did a little something, you feel some happiness
definitely
in your own heart.
Definitely. That is the experience you get when you do some good for some person, dear viewers. Imagine, subhanallah, those who are rightfully supposed to celebrate the Eid Mu'asab, embrace happiness this Eid. But if we go back, dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we're not putting any person off. Like Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu ruled the world, Mu'asab, you know, with justice and brought about justice
absolutely.
On this earth. And Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu Mu'asab says on the day of Eid, I don't know whether my deeds have been accepted or rejected. Is this day a day of happiness and joy, or is it a day of warning? So happiness is there. Embrace happiness. But then look at the message that Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu leaves for us followers. Because he has learned Islam directly from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So have the balance with all the joy and the happiness and the family get-togethers with the meals that we have and the fun that we have throughout the day. You're expressing your joy, in other words, to Allah azza wa jalla, that Ya Rahman Rahimin, you bless me with this day. Therefore, this is how I'm showing gratitude to you by using these blessings and then appreciating, showing appreciation to those blessings. But Mu'asab, on the other hand, the message is, I don't know whether my deeds are accepted or rejected. So, having this in mind, Mu'asab, and then the hadith of the beloved Rasul to add happiness into the hearts of Muslims, subhanallah, it will make it much more easier for the viewers at large that whatever neki, whatever virtuous deeds we perform, we do for the sake of the beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the sake of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, only to please our Rabb. Azza wa Jalla. Now, inshallah, I'm going to request Mu'asab, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, for it's the day of Eid Mu'asab. And just as every program commences in the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani with praising him, Allah Azza wa Jalla and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, on such occasion, Mu'asab, what enlightens the heart is the dhikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For if our day of Eid commences with odd numbers of khajur, for example, if the brothers had practiced going from one road and returning back home to another with another street, another place, mashallah. From the morning, you had your bath, your ghusl bath, elegant clothes, mashallah. Ithr perfume. If somebody couldn't afford it, no big deal. I'm sure you have used better clothes that he had from all his clothes that he can afford to buy or he has with him. All these actions you have done to follow the sunnat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now, how else should I spend my day? This was the actions to do before Eid Salah. Then Eid Namaz itself. Then the meeting and the greeting with regards to whether it's breakfast, eating something before or after. All of this we have done, Mu'asab, with this intention of sawab. Now, how did Rasul Kareem, Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spend his Eid? How did he share his happiness with others? How did he put a smile on the faces of others? We heard and we know about it throughout the year, but aside from Ramadan, we have heard many waqiyas, Mu'asab. About Ramadan itself, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, let's go to Mu'asab Qibla, who will further enlighten our hearts.
Mu'asab, this day of Eid, alhamdulillah, the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, first of all, he gave us a glad tiding when day of Eid starts, subhanallah, when we go for Eid Salah. And he has said regarding that Eid Salah that alhamdulillah on this day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives everyone and he makes his angels witness that I have forgiven everyone because they have done all the hard work and today I'm giving them their wages. Today I'm rewarding them, subhanallah, and they return to their homes in the state that they have been forgiven.
Allah.
The mercy of Allah subhanallah descends on this day. And this mercy, when we are gathered here for the Eid Salah, mashallah, it descends and it doesn't see who's who. Subhanallah, as Sayyidi Allah says, barasta nahi dekhkar abre rahmat.
Badro par bhi barsade barsane wale.
Subhanallah, and the beloved Nabi Sallam, his rahmah and his mercy knew no bounds. Alhamdulillah, and that also includes the day of Eid. The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam blesses someone when he showers you with love and mercy. He knows no bounds, alhamdulillah.
Kya baat hai Madini ke. And therefore, Ala Hadrat Azim al-Barakat Parwani Aisha Meri Salat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He consoles the hearts of those who are grief-stricken, Muasab. Those whose hearts are torn apart and broken to pieces because of being an orphan, maybe, of losing someone special in your life, poverty, or some other calamities that have struck you with such force for which you feel as if you have no person in your life to support you. Allah Hadrat says, Ghamzado ko raza mujdadi jeke hai. Ghamzado ko raza mujdadi jeke hai. Ghamzado ko raza mujdadi jeke hai. Bekaso ka sahara hamara nabi, bekaso ka sahara hamara nabi, sabse aula aala hamara nabi, sabse ba lao ala hamara nabi. Allah Allah hamara nabi. Dear viewers, hamara nabi. Zameen o zama tumhare liye, makino maka tumhare liye, chunino chuna tumhare liye, bane do jahan tumhare liye. Whatever is in this world, Mu'asa, whatever is granted to us, all of this granting and bestowal from Allah Azza wa Jalla is for the sake of His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As Sayyidi Ala Din again says, wo jo na the to kuch na tha. Wo jo na ho to kuch na ho. Jaan hai wo jahan ki, jaan hai to jahan hai. So it is due to His existence, our existence is in existence, Mu'asa.
But you see, we look towards gaining the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And Allah Azza wa Jalla looks towards if His beloved is pleased. So if you please His beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, automatically you're pleasing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would always uplift people, always encourage them, not put them down. And you know, there will be some people out there, perhaps even now, watching, who are all alone. Yes. Don't have family. Maybe they are orphans. Maybe, you know, their parents, their family passed away. Maybe they're far away from their family. So alhamdulillah, at least Madani Channel will keep them company, inshallah.
Masab, just on that note, that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam always uplifted people. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, I always remember this share, and there's the thought process that went through Ala Hazrat's mind, maybe when he was composing this share, that Asai Kaleem Ajdahai Ghazab Tha Giro Ka Sahara Asai Muhammad
Allahu Akbar Sallallahu Alaihi
Wasallam. This is the Asa of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Its power, the power of Sayyidina Musa Alayhi Salaam's Asa was it could defeat the python and the anacondas that were there. Allahu Akbar. The Asa of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, its strength and power, it uplifts those who are down on
earth. Kya baat hai. And therefore, the beloved Rasulullah, dear viewers, emphasize, I mean, focus on these blessed words. However, this is the summary of the hadith. But look at the conclusion and focus on the spirit of the hadith itself. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you even have stroked the head of an orphan, to say that you have placed your affectionate hands over the head of a child with mercy, with affection, with love. The beloved Rasul says, the number of hair under your palms, equivalent to the number of hair under your hands that you have rubbed on his head, Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive you your sins.
Allahu Akbar.
Your sins are pardoned. According to one narration, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to a sahabi that companion and I would be like this in Jannah by joining his two fingers, why? Because you make happiness, khushi, enter in the heart of a child who lost his parents, an orphan. Now, when should you do this the most, dear viewers? When should this be done? This should be done on the day when often feel the absence of their parents the most.
Yes, yes, yes.
Maybe you did it in Ramadan. MashaAllah, if you can do it today on the day of Eid, taking a drive and going to the orphanages. And some gift, some khajur, some sweet, some chocolate, something to make them happy.
According to your financial capacity, you know, you won't believe how much just even a little bit of encouragement has an effect on a person.
I agree.
Maybe that person, nobody encourages them. Nobody uplifts them. Nobody gives them any motivation. Maybe they're surrounded with people that always put them down, belittle them.
Maybe they don't have anything.
But if you come along and you just give one little dose of, you know, sincere encouragement, you can, you know, change that person. Say, no, you're right, I can do it. I can, you know, change myself. So never ever look at these kind of things as small, trivial, insignificant things. You don't know, really you don't know that maybe because of that act of yours, of kindness for the pleasure of Allah, maybe you'll receive forgiveness for that. Maybe you'll gain entry into Jannah for that. It, you know, we're talking about entering happiness in the heart of a Muslim. You know, when you enter happiness into the heart of another Muslim, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates an angel out of that happiness. That happiness, an angel is created. Allahu Akbar. And that angel makes dua for the person who created the happiness in the heart of the Muslim. So you're not losing out. You're not losing out. Look at you benefiting.
SubhanAllah. Until where that happiness will be with that person? Only for the dunya?
For the dunya, but even in the grave as well. That angel there will give some solace to the individual.
In the qabr as well?
In the grave, yes. And you're not losing out by sharing your happiness with others. And again, we come back to sympathizing with others, empathizing. What the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically taught us. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we see this that, you know, during Ramadan on Eid day, Muslims are a little bit more generous. You know, giving out their fitrah, giving out sadaqat. This is recommended as well, to give as much charity as you can. But also, you know, a kind word to somebody, uplifting somebody. That can make the day, that can change their life around, you know.
MashaAllah.
So they know they're not alone. Somebody's there to give them some motivation.
MashaAllah. And now do I have ijazah to ask another question, Maul Sahib?
Labbaik.
Should I ask this to Maul Qadir Sahib or Maul Nushar Sahib? But maybe Maul Nushar Sahib can shed some light with regards to what is before us right now. This little dish, Maul Sahib, that's here
that's
in my...
That's Maul Abdul Qadir's department.
MashaAllah. I can see this is your department. I don't know the name in Urdu.
It's Rasmalai.
Oh, Rasmalai, SubhanAllah. So this is Masab actually another way of, you know, making someone happy.
Yes.
Because this is your favorite dish, Masab, should I ask? Alhamdulillah. Now this is in line with the beautiful hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In line with the commandments of Allah azza wa jalla as well. So on this day of Eid, if there's anything that you eat which is your favorite, maybe perhaps you can follow the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And maybe inshallah azza wa jalla include some mihman, include some guest in your meal inshallah. By you inviting others or you inshallah azza wa jalla folding them the food.
If I may add, Huzur, our beloved Ustad Sahib Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib sent a message today actually. And as I think the viewers and listeners of Madani channel are fully aware, that we are working in areas of township areas in different locations where many are becoming Muslims. You know, no matter what their race is, what their ethnicity is, what their language is, they're becoming Muslim. So he sent a little article that if you are able to, there are many revert Muslims who are alone. Because their family are still, you know, not Muslim. And so they're spending Eid alone. Maybe they're fresh, new Muslims, and they haven't had an experience of Eid. Try to accommodate at least one of them, or even a family if possible, into your Eid celebration as well. Let them also rejoice and see what this day of Eid is all about. And you know, in doing so, you know, you'll create so much of happiness in their heart that they know they're not going to be alone and just have a normal day like any other day. And they'll also rejoice and get some happiness of rejoicing on Eid, inshallah.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. So yes, dear viewers, this is the cue we have got from Mulana Noshad Sahib Qibla of how you can make this day a much more better day for yourself, inshallah. Because look, day of Eid doesn't stop here. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you the days of mercy. We have got the days of forgiveness. Then we had the days of salvation. What we learn from Ramadan, Ramadan is filled with blessings and barakah, subhanAllah. It is the benevolence of Allah Azza wa Jalla that He Azza wa Jalla forgives us for the sake of His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now, after a tough exam, He has given us the day of Eid, mashallah Azza wa Jalla, to celebrate, to rejoice. But dear viewers of Madani channel, together with this, keep in mind, as we always say from time to time, Mohsab, and perhaps Mohsab can maybe further elaborate here. Look, we often say that being at the day of Eid, Mohsab, and now that Eid Salah is over, is there anything that a person can do tonight, Mohsab? Is there any other more, as we say, you know, you work so hard in a company, Mohsab, at the end of the month, you expect a salary from the company or from the boss that you work for. And this will sustain you because you have given your best to your company for 30 days in a month, 29 days in a month, whatever days they are in a month. And this is the agreement that you're going to work for X amount of days and you get paid weekly or monthly or yearly, whatever the agreements are. In the month of Ramadan, a ummati and believer of Allah Azza wa Jalla is told that one action that you do in the month of Ramadan, 70-fold more reward you get. This is multiplied and multiplied and multiplied for every good actions you do, and here comes the day of Eid, Mohsab.
Subhanallah.
Is there anything that can be expected in today's day as well? I mean, sawab, we are going to get there, but subhanallah, is there any other guidelines for the viewers of Madani Channel? In South Africa especially, because the moon was sighted here, in many parts of the world, wherever there's Eid today, is there any other neki they can do for tonight with their families together, Mohsab?
Subhanallah. We just, alhamdulillah, we just celebrated Laylatul Jaiza, alhamdulillah. Aye. That is the last night, alhamdulillah. And now, in that night, we have been prized, alhamdulillah, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have been given all the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the rewards that He had in store for us, alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. And now, today is the day when we can really prove our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, why do I say that? Because, you know, as we all know, that shaitan must be free by now. And just at the time we were reading Eid Salah and we were being forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we were drowning in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the devil, according to the hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w., he was putting sand over his head and crying, Allahu Akbar. So after that episode, now he's very eager now to reunite with us. Now he's free now. He's very eager to reunite with us. It's up to us whether we're going to let him in or not. I mean, we abstained from him for the whole month. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept them away from us and chained them up throughout the month of Ramadan. Now they are free. Now what? Are we going to entertain them? No, this is the test now. Today is the test that whether we entertain them or we keep them away today as well, Allah, inshallah, as it is the
like,
day of Eid.
It's like a worker that, you know, you worked for the whole month and you got your salary. Now you're going to use the salary wisely or you're just going to waste it. So how are you going to be grateful to Allah or you are going to be ungrateful? And you know, indulge in sins. Because shaitan now, he's out for vengeance.
So can you give some examples, Mohsab? I mean, it's a day of happiness. How can we make this a day of sin, Mohsab? How is it possible for someone to indulge in sins? What actions can a person do?
First and foremost, missing the salah. Maybe, you know, going for breakfast here, lunch there, you're traveling and you're missing your salah. So that's the first thing that, you know, make sure you don't miss your salah.
And maybe the brother never missed one namaz in the month of Ramadan.
Yes.
But the day of Eid came and here he goes.
We didn't miss one salah and maybe even read all Tarawih salahs. But here, first day after Ramadan, and shaitan is, you know, he's whispering that, hey, you know, you're tired now, you still need to travel here and there. So salah is the first thing.
So are you saying, Mohsab, that Eid is like a finishing line? You know, you're winning the race, Mohsab. You're in a race right now. And here you come at the finishing line instead of being first. In terms of, you know what, alhamdulillah, I've did good. You come right by the finishing line and we say, you know what, I'm going to indulge in sins. Unfortunately, where the reward was waiting, where
so
you get
trip,
the prize.
You trip and you fall right over there.
Allah.
And others pass you by. So don't trip and fall for the tricks of shaitan. Because, you know, he's out for vengeance and he's going to try his best to make people indulge their carnal desires. You know, by missing salah or maybe, you know, getting involved in arguments and being with intermingling of men, women, boys and girls, listening to music. I mean, so many bad habits that maybe a person stopped in Ramadan. And now, you know, with the nafs saying, no, now Ramadan is finished now. And people will indulge in that. So be careful of this for the tricks of shaitan.
Well, one thing I would like to add, Mohsab, where also shaitan adds a lot of... He put a lot of emphasis is in the fashion, Mohsab.
Oh, yes.
The latest fashions are all demonstrated on the day of Eid, you know, with hairstyles, with dressing codes, with the tight clothes and all of that. And how does a person protect his gaze? It becomes so difficult for men and for women. So the dua for ourselves and for everybody is that Allah Azza wa Jalla on the day of Eid save us from major and minor sins. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, you need to make the niyat yourself that I even if I'm exposed to such sins, will protect my eyes.
And you see, what's also important is don't point fingers at other people. Because you're pointing there, many fingers are pointing back at you. You work on yourself.
Allahu
yourself Allah. And your family. Don't think that, you know what, okay, at least I'm reading my salah. That guy, he's not even, she or she's not even dressed properly and I'm better than them. So this, you know, showing off can enter into the heart. Very secretly, a person won't know, destroying the good deeds.
Allah.
So work on yourself. If you know the person will listen, you can advise them. Otherwise, you work on yourself, work on your family. That's where the question must come, that, you know, have I changed? Am I, you know, looking after myself? Am I obedient to Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Am I, you know, following the sunnah? Myself, I need to work on myself.
Hi. So these are some of the questions, dear viewers, we should be asking ourselves on the occasion of Eid. So like other festivals, Eid is something else. For Muslims, Eid is a very, very special and a unique day. It's just not the day of using new clothes like other festivals, but rather this day is actually taking you even more closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Even more closer to His rahmah and to His mercy. And this is the day where believers are gifted and given their full recompensation and reward. Some of it in the world, some in the qabr, some in the akhir. Masa, we have come right to the end of the program, Eid, with the viewers of Madini Channel, alhamdulillah, just after Eidgah, Eid Salah, being here and spending some moments together with the viewers out there, Masa. Any message, parting word from both of our ulama, Jimwan or Shah Sahib?
Enjoy your Eid. Enjoy it responsibly. Again, within the precincts of the Sharia, to please Allah and His Rasul. You can have a good, clean fun. That's no problem at all. But obey Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and enjoy your Eid.
Subhanallah. Beautiful, beautiful message. And the idea here is the clean fun we need to understand, dear viewers of Madinat Channel, without violating the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla in our funful day, mashallah. Ji.
MashaAllah, Masab, as we are here, alhamdulillah, celebrating Eid with our viewers, alhamdulillah, our viewers get to see us, but not those, alhamdulillah, who make this show happen behind the scene, mashaAllah, our whole team, mashaAllah, of Madani Channel here in South Africa, overseas, mashaAllah, we say Eid Mubarak to all of them,
Ameen,
and the entire Madani Channel, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep this love and mahabbat on this beautiful day of Eid.
Subhanallah. And keep watching the upcoming programs, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Till then, stay good, be good, do good. Tomorrow is another day of Eid, inshallah. And we will be back with our ulamas of Da'wat Islam. We keep reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout your day, dear viewers. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day. Start your day.